Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and exciting people that support a Maddox mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans.
I'm here with Robert and Michael, and we're representing the Bath Intensive community. First and foremost, what are some of the things your community is focused on right now?
All right, so our community focuses on the courses typically after the developmental level at the two-year college. We've been really looking at calculus and pre-calculus primarily, but also college algebra. So those are the courses we look at, and we also encourage speakers to come to AMATIC to talk on upper-level mathematics topics, even those that aren't necessarily taught at our school. So that's what our committee really focuses on. That's what we've been working on.
And Mike, what would you say is the vision of your community for the near future?
Well, I think for the near future is we right now are looking at, we're looking at college algebra pre-calculus. Because that is pretty much all over the place nationwide. And we're trying to really kind of focus on that and seeing what is the most beneficial kind of pre-calculus college algebra course that we can make. In other words, what are the best topics that aren't necessarily covered again in calculus, or topics that can really help those students maybe who are taking college algebra who are not going into calculus too.
And Bob, why did you initially join your community?
Well, I started my career at a relatively small school where I was one of the few people teaching calculus. So it was difficult to get a lot of support from my colleagues there. So I had to reach out to a wider network. And I did so first at the state level, and I was involved in our state affiliate for many, many years. And I finally got involved with AMATIC once I was writing my dissertation, and I figured I needed to go ahead and present. And once I did that, then I've been coming to AMATIC ever since. But as a person who primarily taught calculus, this was the home for me. So I started attending those meetings many, many years ago and took over the leadership a few years ago.
What about you, Mike? Why did you join your community?
I've been teaching calculus since my first year of teaching. I got lucky right out of college to teach high school. I taught calculus. I think the entire high school math department retired or left or something. And I got so lucky to start teaching calculus right then. So like Bob, I teach calculus and differential equations now too, along with college algebra, that native interest in math intensive. But I think there's something else too. There obviously, and for good reason, there is a lot of attention placed on developmental education for good reason. We shouldn't be leaving those upper level courses, behind. They need their support and their focus as well. So that was a part of the drive for me to join this community as well.
And if I may, since the start of my career, the calculus reform movement has just grown and expanded. The use of technology, the use of active learning, the use of all kinds of other tools are available now that weren't available when I started my career. And you need to learn what works and what doesn't and how to use it effectively. I had never seen Desmos until I had seen John Oakes do a demonstration at a local affiliate meeting. So these are the kinds of things, we discover the tools, then I would bring them back to my school and share them with my colleagues. So that's really where I think it's been an effective group for me.
What are some of the other resources that have helped you along the way?
Well, one of the people that I think is a superstar who I would like to get back involved with AMATIC is Paul Seeberger from Monroe, doing great work with third semester calculus, because there just are not many resources out there. And the reality is many of the textbooks are lacking in that back end. And I think Paul's materials I've used from the first time I saw them. So that's just one of many. But we've also seen someone who brought in three-dimensional models of surfaces, to do analysis of gradient and such. Again, a wonderful thing. But certainly just learning Mathematica and Wolfram Alpha in the early days has been wonderful. So the tools are there. The course changes. The way we're teaching calculus today is much different than it was 30 years ago. And then 30 years from now, who knows what it's going to be. But you'll learn about these emerging things at places like AMATIC.
And it's not just technology, the technology we use in the course, but technology as a whole. A lot of times the richness of calculus you can pull from many internet sources that are out there. Both Bob and I are Illinoisans. And when Nick Walenda walked across the Chicago River on his tight wire from Marina City to one of the business buildings in downtown Chicago. There's information about that online about slopes and about, you know, tangent lines and things like that that can also enrich for calculus one. It's out there. You just got to find it.
Hey, what's one common myth about your community that you want to debunk?
Well, I think some people think that the people that teach the upper level mathematics courses are arrogant or aloof or standoffish. I think we have a good time when we get together. But the reality is that so many of our schools, there's so few of us that get to focus on these upper level classes. Maybe that's why we tend to kind of stand apart from the rest of our colleagues. That's why I think this community at Amatic is so important, that we can find like-minded people. And there's folks in our community who are truly the only person at their school who teaches these courses. And you just need to have someone to talk to and someone to pick up the phone and call saying, hey, I'm having a heck of a time with this concept. Do you have some ideas that I could use? And I've done that multiple times.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I really like the title of our community, Math Intensive. Because I believe that some people might think that all we do in our meetings is doing double integrals and we're doing stuff like that, or we're looking at content and not pedagogy. But we really spend our time looking at how to effectively teach and help students learn these upper level courses.
Who has been your biggest supporter or your mentor or role model over the years?
Well, the person that really convinced me that teaching mathematics was more than memorizing procedures was a gentleman named Jerry Glynn, who was a non-tenure track instructor down at the University of Illinois when I was an undergraduate. And he just taught the course in terms of exploration. Think about things, try to find the connections, create your own strategies. And I had never seen that before. You know, going to Catholic school in the 70s and 80s and going to a research one university with teaching assistants who wanted to show off how smart they were. It was always about writing down what the teacher said and try to mimic that process. And Jerry was the first person to open my mind and said, you know, there's more than one way to do this. And I really enjoyed that. And he even said, if you're sitting in a math class and doing something interesting and the teacher is boring, go ahead and work on your interesting problem instead. So I really kind of enjoyed that. So yeah, he was a person who kind of opened my eyes to what teaching math could be. Carolyn Funk and Beth Bino would be at the top of that list in my early days. And yeah, they've just made a huge difference in my life. And I feel I've got to pay that forward. So I take mentoring young faculty very, very seriously. And I've used my leadership positions in AMATIC and in the Illinois affiliate to do my best to engage in that process. I pursued doctoral studies in mathematics education. And that was different because the way we study mathematics is different than the way you study educational psychology and philosophy. And that was a bit of a challenge. But, you know, I'd like to think I met the challenge. And by the time I was done, it really opened my eyes in terms of what learning mathematics is about and what we're capable of doing. And I have to thank my advisor, Alan Zollman, who is now at Indiana University Southeast, for kind of guiding me through that process, helping me learn the relevant literature, to make sure that I'm using up-to-date techniques. And it just made a huge difference in my career in the classroom. So as people are deciding what they want to study, I cannot recommend mathematics education highly enough. Learn how to teach with today's technology, with today's educational philosophy, to maximize the student learning. So,
you know, Bob steals my thunder a lot here because I was kind of going in the same direction. For me though, you know, again, it usually does start in your undergrad days, because that's kind of that fork in the road. And why do you get nudged in the particular direction that you ended up going? And for me, it was not a math professor, but it was a physics professor, Dr. Hart at Western Illinois University. And like Bob's experience, he made physics fun. And one of my biggest mentors there is sitting in this meeting, and that's Bob. And then another one is a gentleman named Steve Kifowitz.
And Bob, what's something about you that people familiar with you might not know?
Something about me that people don't know. Well, as Mike said, I do some performing. I probably do more singing than acting. I've tried to do more acting in recent years, and that's really hard. I'm trying to get better.
I am a pretty successful poker player. I've had some success in Las Vegas. I don't go very often on purpose. Because, you know, you only talk about when you win and not when you lose.
listeners want to get out and connect more with either you or your community, where's a good place that they try to reach out and contact you guys or get more information about your community?
Well, by all means, sign up at MyAmatic. So we are becoming more active there, posting questions. You mentioned the Impact Live that is coming up in November. So our community is going to be running that. So we'll be posting questions on a weekly basis and having conversations there as well. Mike mentioned the issue with pre-calculus. We're going to continue to have that conversation. Something I'm very concerned about is evolving technology that enables students to get completely worked out solutions to problems. And how is that going to change the way we teach our courses? So I expect we'll spend quite a bit of our time at our state, our national meeting talking about that. So we're going to pose those questions as well on the Impact Live Month, and we'll continue those conversations beyond at MyAmatic.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. Until then, continue to make an impact every day.